Paddleford Riverboats was founded by Captain William Bull in 1969. Captain Bull was an instrumental figure in reintroducing the residents and visitors of St. Paul to the Mississippi, and we'll get to know more about him in just a bit. But ahead of us is one of his favorite landmarks along the river. The Omaha Swing Bridge has a legend of its own. Let's hear it from the Cap himself.
Ahead of us is the Railroad Swing Bridge. This bridge was built in 1915. When the bridge was first built, it was perfectly symmetrical. In other words, it looked the same on the left as it does now on the right. During the course of its construction, there was an old character dressed in bib overalls and smoking a corn cob pipe with Sir Walter Raleigh tobacco. He'd come down every day to the site with a folded chair and a thermos of coffee. If one could look closely, they might have detected a little twinkle in his eye. He watched the bridge being built for almost a year, until the day finally came to hold the grand opening. All the important railroad officials were on hand. To loud cheers, the big red ribbon was cut and the signal was given to open the bridge. At this point, the old character pulled the corncob pipe out of his mouth, strolled up to the gathered officials, and hollered to the bridge tender, "Don't you dare open that bridge!" Of course, everyone looked at him in astonishment and asked, "Why?" So he explained, "Well, if you open the bridge, it'll swing over my property, and I say you can't do that." Sure enough, a surveyor confirmed that the bridge would indeed swing over the old man's property. So the railroad people went back to him to resolve the situation. They assumed that his price had increased every day during construction. But, as the story goes, the old man looked them straight in the eye and said, "No, sirree, gentlemen, the price hasn't gone up a penny." Now the railroad officials were truly confused. So he explained, "I'm an old steamboat man who was put out of a job by the railroad, and I wouldn't sell my land to you for any price." And he stood firm. As a result, they had to cut off a giant piece of the bridge on the left and balance it with a huge block of concrete to shorten the swing. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a true story. Well, most of it, anyway.